T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Somebody keeping a secret from you? Lying right to your face? Let us do the dirty work for you. The Z Morning Zoo presents Dirty Work Wednesday.
Dirty Work Wednesday is on the air at 473-1045. Hi, who's this?
This is Kevin.
Hey, Kevin, what can we do for you on this Dirty Work Wednesday?
Okay, so a couple of weeks ago, I told one of my girlfriend's closest, like, best friends that I was planning on proposing this summer, and I wanted her to know ahead of time so that when it happened, she could be like, yeah, I already knew. He told me a few months ago. Plus, you know, I thought she'd be really excited for her. But that is not what happened.
So she wasn't really excited for her?
No. Actually, she gave me this look and was like, you know what? I would wait. I'm not even sure Becca's ready for something like that right now.
Okay. Becca, that's your girlfriend?
Yeah, sorry. Becca's my girlfriend, yeah.
Okay, so you told Becca's friend, like, hey, I think I'm going to propose. And, you know, you thought she'd be like, oh, that's awesome, congrats, I'm excited. But instead she was like, nah, I wouldn't do that.
Yeah, basically. So I was like, yeah, you know, I think I'm going to do it. And she was like, did you already buy the ring? And I was like, no, I'm not let, you know, I've been looking. And she goes, yeah, okay.
That's kind of weird.
Yeah. Super, super weird. But here's the other weird part. So we were at this cookout this past Saturday, and a completely different friend of Becca's is chatting with me, and out of nowhere she goes, I have to go to a wedding next weekend, and oh God, you know, I just hate weddings. Me and Becca were just talking about how much we just hate weddings. I don't think either of us are ever going to get married, you know, and just kept going on and on. And the whole conversation sort of just came out of nowhere. Like, I got the feeling that it wasn't an accident that she brought this up to me,
so,
you know?
So you think she said that because she was trying to steer you away from the proposal thing?
Oh, yeah, 100%, I think that's what it was. I think she was trying to, like, be all smooth about it and clearly because I had talked to the other friend.
But why are her friends trying to stop you from proposing? That's what I'm trying to figure out.
Yeah, is it too soon or something?
Not really. I don't think so. You know, we've been dating for almost, like, 2 years.
But you definitely feel like her friends are like, nah, don't do it.
That is 100% the impression they're giving me. Yeah.
Okay.
The question is like, why though? Because we...
Well, she's not ready for a lifetime commitment yet.
Well, and honestly, that would be fine if that's the reason. But I'm worried that it's something else that I don't know about.
Something else like what?
Well, like, I don't know, like either she's planning on breaking up with me or maybe there's somebody else that I don't know about and her friends do, you know?
Somebody you don't know about, but all her friends do.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Well, we can figure that part out, I guess. Why don't we call up Becca and then see if we can find out the real reason why she might be ducking your proposal here?
Well, that's the other problem. She's working right now at a hospital, and she won't be able to answer the phone until she gets off at 3.
Oh. Well, then why did you call us then? I mean, if we can't get a hold of her, there's no way we can do this dirty work for you.
No, hold on. I think we still can do this, but what was the name of her friend that told you not to propose? Like, who was that girl?
The first time?
Yeah, the one that said, I don't think she's ready for that yet.
That was Hannah.
Okay. Do you have her number?
I can get it, yeah.
So I say we call her and trick her into telling us the real reason. That's what we need to do.
That's if she knows the reason.
Listen, I'm sure she knows the reason why she told him not to propose. Trust me, she's trying to stop him from doing this because she knows exactly why. This is how us women work.
So we're going to call Hannah and hopefully get the answer out of her as to the real reason Kevin shouldn't propose. And like he said, hang on a second, let me finish dialing here. There we go. Like he said, if it's just that she's not ready, that's one thing. But if it's because of somebody else, then... something completely different.
Hello?
Hi, can I speak to Hannah, please?
This is Hannah.
Hey, Hannah, this is the Z Morning Zoo radio show on Z104. How are you this morning?
I'm awesome. How are you guys?
We're pretty awesome as well. I've never heard somebody say, I'm awesome this early in the morning. How are you? I'm awesome. That's pretty cool.
Well, it's true.
I'm sure it is. All right, so listen, have you by any chance caught any of our awesome show so far this morning?
No, not yet. I was just at the gym, so I was listening to music that they were playing.
Okay, that's fine. So we're doing this segment this morning called Relationship Intervention. And basically the way it works is if somebody thinks they need to help with a relationship, they tell us why, and then they pick one person to help fix things. So we just got off the phone with Becca, and she was telling us about the situation with Kevin.
Okay.
So she said it was getting a little bit messy. I guess he told you he was thinking of proposing to her or something?
Yeah, he mentioned that to me.
Okay. And Becca said you did the right thing by trying to talk him out of it.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we already heard the reason for all this from Becca, but tell us, like, in your own words, why you thought it would be a bad idea.
For him to propose?
Yeah.
I mean, I just told him that I didn't think Becca would be ready for a proposal right now in her life.
Yeah, but why?
Well, she's just got a lot of stuff going on. Like, I'm not sure right now would be the best time for something like that.
Okay. And, like, other stuff going on... What you mean is other guys.
I didn't say that.
Yeah, but that's what you meant.
Are you guys trying to get me in trouble right now?
No. Listen, Becca had just mentioned that Kevin wasn't the only guy in her life. That's all.
She told you that?
Yeah.
What did she say?
Basically that Kevin wasn't the only guy she was into right now, and that makes a proposal, you know, pretty complicated.
Yeah, like, she's got sort of a love triangle going on right now. It's very soap opera-ish.
So, tell me a little bit about this other guy. Who is he?
Who, Rob?
Yeah, that's the guy she mentioned. Tell us about Rob.
Well, so, Rob is a guy we both had a crush on. He works at our gym. And at first, I flirted with him, but then he told me he was interested in Becca. So, I was like, well, if you were looking for a side piece, he's interested.
Oh, and what did she say?
Well, I mean, she's been out with him a few times, just like drinks after work and stuff like that.
I gotcha. So I could see how that might complicate a proposal right now. She's not sure about committing to one guy permanently at this point.
Yeah, not really, which is honestly kind of sad because Kevin's such a great guy. I just hate to see him get his feelings hurt.
Yeah.
You're a little late for that.
Whoops. Okay. Looks like somebody tried to cut in the line there. Sorry about that. Listen, Hannah, thanks for the help today with our little intervention. I think we figured out a lot today.
Sure, no problem. Tell Becca I love her and I'll see you this weekend.
Yeah, no problem. Yeah. Take care.
Okay, bye.
Bye. Ouch, man. He sounded like really disappointed.
I know, but I'm so glad he didn't buy that ring yet. That is the silver lining.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.